Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
That's the sound. What is the story?
The birds toppins a bed.
Mary Poppins. Poppins. The film made the bird lady look so wholesome and... What a beautiful part of the film. But when it comes to Galway, it is no laughing matter. This is real. Galway is under attack, not just from traffic, not just from rain, but by one person deciding their sole duty in life is to spread porridge oats for the pigeons. You think, sure, what harm are they doing? Well, they are attracting rats with the pigeon oats. People are falling on them. And Galway City Council, they don't know what to do. They've tried nothing and they're all out of ideas. Leah Hogarty, producer, you're a Galway woman. You've seen this in action. You've seen this happening.
Can I add, I'm a Roscommon woman, Dave, but I spend a lot of time in Galway.
I just want to check every so often to see if you change your mind, being from Ballinasloe.
I am firmly from Roscommon,
okay,
but yes,
established.
I was in Galway a couple of weeks ago. I parked at the docks and was walking towards Shop Street along Merchants Road when I noticed in each pillar along the wall a load of porridge oats. And first I was like, is that sawdust? Then remembered the pigeon person. And
yes.
I was like, oh my God, this is what everyone's talking about. There is definitely a lot of porridge oats along Merchants Road in Galway.
Like, we chatted about this a while back when there was a Galway city or county councillor who was saying, it's got so bad, I am suggesting that we employ someone to follow around the person who is being accused of spreading the oats and go behind them with like a leaf blower to disperse the oats. That these are the levels of solutions we're at because people are desperate. So it caught your eye, obviously. It's that amount of porridge oats on the ground that it would catch your eye.
Oh, this person must be going through an awful lot of porridge oats. Like, I don't want to know how much they're spending on them because this was one area of the city.
They can't be affording the flavins. They have to be getting an off-brand
oats. Oh, no, it has to be a cheaper
oats.
One.
And the pigeons are lapping them up. But clearly they're not eating enough because the pigeons or the oats are left over, and now Galway City Council and people are saying it's attracting rats and vermin. The city centre based GPs say they're at their wits' ends.
This has been going on a long time because in my previous job, I used to attend city council meetings and report on them.
How exciting.
How exciting. Each and every month, this issue would come up. And that was 2 years ago now. So it's been going on since then, but I think they are ramping it up now and it's getting an awful lot worse, it seems.
They know they need to do something. They know they want to do something. Apart from the leaf blower solution, they seem to be just giving out at council meetings about this can't go on, and it keeps going on.
And in the words of Mick McCarthy, it seems it can, because for years...
It can't go on like this.
It can.
It can.
So the thing is, Galway really must have a stellar reputation that this isn't actually dragging it down. Because when you think of the traffic that Galway has to deal with,
yeah,
and now the problem of porridge oats, and still you say to someone not from Galway, oh, you know, what do you think of it? Its reputation is still managing to outshine these two not insignificant issues. People still want to go and visit Galway, but I think they need to take action before the porridge oats ruin this reputation.
We need to get more scarecrows or something.
No,
I don't know what it means.
What is the solution for stopping somebody doing something? It clearly isn't illegal. Clearly they have no recourse in call the guards. The guards are to be rang. What do you do with this person to stop them spreading oats all day?
They're just feeding the birds.
But clearly it's causing a nuisance, and the council has spent how much money talking about this and thinking about it, and what do you do?
Can we come up with solutions?
I don't think we can.
That city or county councillors, we turn to you. So Dave, myself and Leah are thinking we're at a bit of a loss as to how we could solve this. What are you thinking? Maybe you live in and around Galway City. You know what this situation is. How do we fix it?
See, it's ramped up a bit now with these GPs saying that people are coming in with trips and falls and broken bones, and that there's even been a hip replaced because of these oats. It's not a laughing matter anymore, lads.
Not when hips are breaking.
There's hips being put out and replaced over these oats. What can be done?
Or is that just what they're telling the insurance?
Are you saying
it was the porridge oats?
Are we going to travel to Galway to get an insurance claim? I slipped on the famous oats. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.